Give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick, celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.
And this week on Give a Pet a Home, we are with Milo's Mission, and on the line to talk to us is veterinary nurse and fosterer Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm in fine form today. Yourself?
Good, good.
Yeah. Excellent.
Great morning.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of people already commenting on our Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed Rob and Laura, in relation to Polly, the doggy, who's looking for a home today. Give us some more details. What age is she? What is she, actually?
Polly is the sweetest little dog I've ever come across. She came into us as a stray in the hospital that I work in, and a lovely man brought him in saying that she had been found under a construction site in Delgany. I took her in, and she was actually like limp in my hand, and she was like a skeleton with skin. She was so, so cold. I've never felt an animal as cold. We took her temperature. Thermometer wouldn't even register a temperature on her. She was that cold. She couldn't lift her head up, so I had to warm up some food and actually feed her and stuff myself. She's doing really, really well, though. She was just starving, the poor little thing. So I've got sort of a special bond with her now. But she looks like she could be, you know, between sort of 9 months to a year old. She's okay. A little bit older. But she's a teeny, teeny little dog. So I'd say she's a Jack Russell cross with maybe a Dachshund, because she has that lovely little long face, but a long body on her as well. But she's super teeny. Like, I mean, she's like a little shadow, like just above your ankle. She's wandering around with you in the house. But she loves people. Like, all she wants to do is spend time with people, because obviously she had a period of her life where she didn't have any people to hang around with.
Right, so she wasn't a domesticated dog, or was she a dog that previously had a home and just got lost during the storm, or what?
It's hard to tell. It looked like she was abused in whatever home she was in, because she was absolutely starving, you know, and by the looks of her, when we brought her back home, we were trying to recuperate her back into her normal health. She loved human food. Mm-hmm. It was like she hadn't even been fed dog food before. So we had to kind of train her into just eating her own food as opposed to wanting to only eat our food.
Wow.
But since she's gotten used to it, like, she's really, really smart. She's really, really quick to learn. Now she's like sitting, you know, she's waiting for her food, and all she wants to do is be with you.
So she was hanging around that construction company and the builders and just wanted a bit of human attention and love and affection and everything that goes with that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've never seen such an affectionate little pup. But she is like a little shadow. Like, she's just a little black shadow that'll follow you around.
So you fostered her yourself? Is that right?
Yes, I did. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because when she came into the hospital, she was so weak. I wasn't able to part with her. I just said, no, we have to get her back into normal health. And when her little personality came through, she became a special little girl to myself. So it's going to be hard to let her go.
So I was just about to ask you that as a foster. It must be very difficult for you. So listen, there is a photo on our Facebook page of her. She's a gorgeous little thing. What else should people know? Would she be good around children? Would she be an outdoorsy kind of dog or more of an inside dog? And what kind of food should she be eating now, given that she's had pretty much everything at this stage? Dry food or a bit of everything?
Yeah, she gets on really, really well with my other dogs that I have here. So I've got three other dogs with myself that she loves. Now, she loves people more than dogs. Like, she'll have her little playtime with her dogs, but then she likes to come back and sit up on the couch with you and curl up and just be warm and be with you. Judging by walks, she adores children. Every time we go on a walk with her, because she's fully vaccinated and everything now, fully vaccinated, microchipped, we go on a walk, all she does is walk straight towards the children, and they're all dozing over her, because she's so small. Like, she looks like a puppy, but she's going to stay that size forever, which is a great thing. And then she's just on a normal, you know, a canine diet that can be talked about when if she's ever going to be adopted.
Okay. Well, people listening at the moment, if they look at the photo and they're hearing our conversation at the moment and they're like, yeah, that's for me, what should they do now, Laura?
They can contact Milo's Mission. Milo's Mission have an Instagram page, Facebook page, and also a website.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see all of the dogs that are up for adoption or rehoming or even looking for foster homes through them. This year alone, Milo's Mission have fostered out 40 dogs only since January, which is an incredible feat in itself. And it's all through foster homes, so they don't go into kennels or anything. They go into family homes, like, be adjusted to people and their lifestyle. So then when they're adopted out, they're already settled and well ready to go.
Okay, well, please God, we get a home for Polly. No doubt we will. And Pluto was a dog you got quite a reaction on the Milo's Mission Rescue Facebook page there. Did you get a home for Pluto?
Not as far as I know yet.
Right,
We're still taking applications for that. He's a lovely little pupper.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you, every time we have these conversations, I'm sorely tempted because the kids are already at me saying, Daddy, can we have a dog? So we'll see.
We'll know where to go.
Exactly. Listen, Laura, we'll have a chat to you again soon and we'll get an update from you. Okay?
Thanks, Rob.
Cheers. That's now, great. All the best. Bye-bye. There you go. That's Laura, veterinary nurse and fosterer, who's been looking after Polly. And the picture, as mentioned, of Polly is on our Facebook page if you want to have a look. Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura, and also on the East Coast FM Facebook page. She is looking for a home. If you want to contact Milo's Mission, you've got their social there. It's on our social media. You can get in touch with us as well. And we'll get her a home. Let's do that.
Give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick, celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.